What's good, yo? This King Molino, and you tuning in to One Fan Radio. Tune in. Don't be weird.
Better be cautious who you call your family. Family over everything. Better be cautious who you call your family. Family over everything. Better be cautious who you call your family. I'd rather die behind a bullet from a nigga I don't even trust. Plus, if you loyal, if you aim it, this shit hard to bust. I love my brothers in my eyes, ain't nothing hard as us. She helped me choke my emotions, the pain too hard to flush. Damn. Setting high standards for others, look at yourself. You be in and out of jail through the struggle without no help. These bitches saying they love you, these niggas saying they love you. These niggas won't see you praying, but spend that shit on the belt.
You now listening to One Fan Radio.
We bought the Jeezy with us.
One Fan Radio.
Shit, nigga.
We got two special guests today. And me, 337 AMG.
You already know
the boy Mar, aka Dirt Rag.
Dirt Rag.
Oh, man.
The boy E.
Please don't put my business out there, man.
The man of the hour, Blizzy Black. And you know, it's your boy SP all day, man.
We can't get that Jadakiss laugh.
Hold on.
You can't get calm.
You know, I'll be out here
when you do your
you
be when
right, you got to eat the shit of energy
you
with everybody
keep that
else.
Same energy. Yeah, your boy SP.
You know how we got started off. How everybody doing? How everybody feeling today?
What's going on, man? We had a good episode yesterday.
I'm scared, man. I think I'm a little bit sick, man. I don't know, man.
Episode over. Time to go. Hey, yo. We appreciate y'all. Yo, I almost sneezed. I was grabbing the bottle, almost sneezed. Boy, step back. Like, I was about to pull a whistle out.
Actually, one day I was in Walgreens. I coughed. This lady going, Ross, bro.
Yo,
Ross, bro.
I was at IHOP.
This lady the fuck out.
I was at IHOP. I had to cough so bad, right? I almost threw up. I was holding my cough.
No, I had my cough into the point where I farted.
Yo, listen, we here, man. A back-to-back episodes for the first time before they shut the world down. We had to get y'all one more. We gonna cool out after this, but we here to talk some music shit, man. So we gonna set it off.
We got the camera on. They gonna know I don't drink.
I want to ask y'all. We gonna run it around the table. Top five rappers y'all listening to right now. Chubb, you started off. We send it around.
Oh man, that got me first. I listen to Beans. What's the boy name in the West Coast?
Roddy
Rich.
No, the other boy.
Roddy Rich.
They rap like
Roddy Rich.
No.
Kendrick?
No, the bull, he they rap similar.
You don't feel him that YG? Much. You
don't
feel him like that.
You ain't
feeling
him.
Like
you
that.
Ain't
him.
No,
that's
my
guy. Listen to him, though.
You they think like, you like him.
Think you like his music. You don't even know his name. The fuck is going on?
He had a hot track. He had a hot track or two.
The bull that was on the last
show. J. Cole.
Nigga from North Carolina. Nigga from the truck. Nigga from Dells.
Go ahead, J. Cole.
Red Corner.
I was drawing the play.
Talking about West Philly.
He said the West Coast. That man from down
that
south,
nigga from
man.
From down south,
South Carolina.
Hey, West of Jeez, give us five.
He didn't give us five.
He gets skipped. He said you think J. Cole was from Boston, bro. That's go ahead.
Over. Yeah, right, well, I'm Future, Thugger, NBA,
Slim Thug.
Yeah, yo. Where's this nigga? Where's these?
Go ahead.
What did I say? Future, Thugger.
Oh, Young
NBA.
Thug.
Oh, he said Slim Thug.
No,
Young Thug.
Thug. Right. Gates. Probably Meek. That's it.
You ain't got Lil B in there?
No.
That was my man.
That was Reek Weed right
Fat Boy,
there.
You got five.
Oh, what about Gucci? That was your man.
Once
they cloned him.
Yeah, like once he came home, that shit was over with.
White Gucci.
Yeah, I ain't feeling. I like when he was drinking lean and shit was like mine. You feel me? I ain't feeling.
Cool that.
I forgot about Drake.
Start over again.
Drake.
I forgot about Lil Yak.
Drake. That's my man.
Yeah.
Like since back.
Can I get like a 5AB? Because I listen to
50 topics. We gonna get around to Drake, Kodak,
Kodak,
Gates, Who I end up still? That's two. I be weird though, cause
I go
with. All right. Then I said Drake, Kodak,
Gates.
Two more.
Damn.
Surprised you ain't put your man in Blue Da Vinci in there. You know, you a young blue boy.
I'm fucking with Rollo right now, heavy. Rollo Rodriguez.
Yeah, I like Rollo.
That's Rollo's last name?
Yeah.
It's another Rollo. He from Alabama or some shit.
All right, one more.
Any John.
Nigga we listen to on the way here?
No, fuck him. I'm fucking with
We listen to this nigga the whole way here.
That shit over. I'm gonna put Thug in there too.
Go ahead, Mar.
No, Meek, Gotti, Baby, Fab, MGs.
I'm gonna go.
I ain't dropping 7 years.
I'm gonna go Dirt, Drake.
Forgot about Dirt.
Rod Wave, NBA YoungBoy, and my man Meechie Fanatic.
Yeah.
Love to mention.
Yeah.
For that.
Right now, I ain't gonna hold you.
All right, I got my five now.
Oh, we just need two more.
I got five. Jadakiss and 50 Cent.
Yeah. All right, that's cool. All right, my five Jadakiss right now. Oh, my five right now.
On three playlists.
Yeah.
Jadakiss.
Definitely picking back with them.
Right now, who I'm listening to right now, I'm gonna probably name some artists. I ain't never. Pierre Bourne.
Heard of him.
The nigga that make beats.
Yeah, he rapped too. He rapped too. He was rapping first. Rico Havoc.
No, I'm feeling
no.
Yeah.
Trouble. Yeah. Trouble.
Before in the A.
Well, they from Atlanta,
before
in the right?
A, right? Yeah. Yeah. All right. When I ain't heavy.
Damn, two more.
He too kinky for me.
Who that?
Trouble.
Yeah, he hit a mess.
What, rapping?
Yeah.
I was listening to. Oh, never
mind. Oh, go ahead, Black. Finish your song real quick.
FBG Duck.
Yeah.
Y'all listen to Larry June?
No, I never heard of him.
Yo, is it bad that every person you name, I had no clue who you talking about?
That's why we're here. But that's why we're here.
They all underground.
I had no clue.
You know what I realized about your five, right? That shit like, you ain't never changed with the
time.
Your music is like your selection is limited. You limited yourself because it's like
try the new
everybody.
I tried it. I just can't get into it.
I can catch a hook or something like that or a hot song.
They got new artists or whatever that you might bump into that resemble or like, favor some of the people you name.
Pop Smoke remind you of 50.
I don't think so.
You don't get it? I tried to get into Kendrick, couldn't get into Baby.
You know, I was a heavy
Lil Baby.
You know, Pop Smoke,
I couldn't get into him.
50 plus Designer.
All right. I see.
I tried
Designer
to get into
is him. If you don't see it,
I don't feel Designer either.
He was trash.
They were just the same person though.
I hated Designer.
Yo,
I only listened to Ben because I thought it was Future. Once I found out it wasn't Future, I cut that shit off.
Yeah, that went on for like 2 months.
A little bit after that.
It was catchy.
Nigga said he never been to Atlanta before the jump. So like,
what's about to say? All right,
it's just a rap.
Come on, cuz you the first nigga to let their phone ring in his jump. That's why I be saying like,
I got two. Phone, one for the Joe, one for the Blue.
Best corny rapper ever.
Blue Face.
I'm going to say that again.
2 Chainz.
The best corny rapper ever.
You tripping.
Lil B. We just mentioned it. Lil B.
Who you?
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz got bars.
Lee, who the best corny rapper?
Yeah, that don't really count.
Best corny rapper. Like, everybody throws that ball, but that nigga really wasn't some shit.
He couldn't rap, but he was bull.
Lil B.
All right.
Who Lil B?
Are you bringing back? What about Diddy?
Nah, he ain't no rapper.
He had bars though. Maybe somebody
was right. No, shit. Y'all said
the best corny rapper.
Best corny
Birdman.
Really
Birdman.
Go
Birdman.
Birdman.
He wasn't
Birdman.
Let me tell y'all something.
Legendary.
I put that on Miss Gladys.
Back in the day, it was a song called "The Number One Stunner," and it was a rap on that song. That at the time, we ain't had money at the time. We ain't had jewelry. And this man said something that explained what happened when your expensive jewelry hit the light. When the light hit the ice, it twinkle and glisten. It ain't gonna never be the
a greater corny rapper than Birdman, flat out.
Yeah. What about the Bull Blueface?
He Birdman really, over him.
And he really, and it ain't like.
He trash.
I don't even say
yo,
that.
Yeah, yo, he had that.
A great, listen, I was listening to the, it's a remix to,
yeah,
song. I, it was Drake and Free, it's a remix. Bull says
bro,
something.
Niggas like him give me hope, bro. I can get back at
them. I'm here. Listen, I'm here.
I ain't gonna lie, Dave East. That nigga's trash to me.
No,
bro.
I'm here for the dumb shit. I'm arguing with y'all about that. Lil B had, you know how Wayne Carter 5 was like anticipated?
Mm-hmm.
When Bull bought Lil Wayne album, he bought Lil B album too. What was it Red Flame?
Yeah.
The last one?
Yeah.
That shit was, it was trash. But nigga paid like $60 million for his album.
Yeah. Hot garbage.
That's why I said he had this little bit, he had a run song, catchy hook, he had Robert Versary, the wonton soup joint, Rob Versary, the wonton soup joint, no, we used to ride around when we was in Reef Van, the red van, remember we used to ride around, he had the speakers with the double tent.
Yeah.
No, I think Teller was locked up.
Know.
No, I think he was booked during that time.
But no. Like, I'm just saying, like, say a catchy hook. Like, one of the...
None of that shit was catchy.
Trash, it ain't catchy at all.
No, just Robert Versary.
My stomach going to start.
Hold up on your phone.
Robert Versary.
Was it a hit?
Robert Versary.
It was Wonton Soup or the joint when everybody used to do the dance.
Yeah, the Suck My Dick Hole joint. That was one of the catchy joints.
Oh, no. Ellen DeGeneres.
Bro, but listen, he really had shows turned though, like, but
and his Dirty Vans.
You listen to his song, bro.
The Dirty Vans.
He was with the pack.
Remember that song back in the day? Got my Vans on, but they look like
he was with them.
Yeah, he was part of them.
If he would have kept at it, he would have had like a Tyler Creator wave. But I don't know. He slowed down.
Yo, I ain't want to put him in my five, but I fuck with Tyler the Creator.
Yo, that shit
on some weird shit.
I can't get into that.
I fuck with it.
I can't get into that. It's like.
All right, so we on to the next joint.
Oh, boom. But listen, since we did that, like back in the day, we got to talk about 50 Cent and them stealing our dance. The I Get Money dance.
They stole it. We did that first.
I don't know if we put that on YouTube or what.
Listen.
They definitely stole that dance from us, yo.
Hold on, man. So with that said, what's your favorite rap label slash rap group all time?
Dipset, nigga. That was my fucking guys. You tripping.
Yeah. Yo, you
got to say Dipset.
It's hard to.
Mine's
hard.
And why, though?
I got to say Dipset.
I don't know, bro. Just,
that
just,
wave. That wave.
It was a lot of waves, right? Yeah. At that, they joined, just was crazy.
They run. They run was crazy.
The run was different, bro. And my man had the motherfucking
mine's just, mine's the locks. Mine's the locks.
Yeah,
the locks. Which locks though? Bad yeah, Boy or Rough Rider?
That's a clean joint. Cause I was going to go Rough Rider.
It's the locks.
I was going to go Rough Rider too.
No, and we,
I like the locks.
I'm gonna say Dipset, but I'm gonna also say Rockefeller because what we got that now. I be trying to base my shit off of that. Like the whole shit they got with the Biggs and they like they no movement was better than that.
They ain't rap though.
I would say G Unit, but that was only 50 though. 50 carried that whole fucking.
No.
Yeah, he did carry.
For real,
but like, they that'd be the weird shit because if you say G Unit, they'd be like they had they that shit was all like semi affiliated. Like no, and they was aftermathed out.
Yeah,
like
it was
50 pushing all that. G Unit was 50 because
anything 50 at that time,
Eminem
whatever he touched was 7 million copies.
You gotta remember, Eminem did them numbers first though.
Huh?
Eminem was doing them numbers before 50.
Yeah, we know that.
Nah, I think, well, 50 outdid
him. No.
We're talking about Marshall Mathers.
Go platinum tomorrow. We ain't doing that. We ain't gonna do that.
That shit gonna sell, bro. 50 can't do that.
I'm not a fan of him.
Yeah, I've never been
that's
a
cool,
fan
not
a fan
of him. Listen, we ain't here to argue who fans or not, but we can't talk.
I don't think it's Nas numbers there, but I don't really fuck with him. Nas numbers there, but I don't really fuck with him. Nas numbers there, but I don't really fuck with him. Is it Nas numbers there because he's a white rapper and he got bars? Is that what it is? I really stopped feeling it. No, he just got a fan base. That's like Beyonce.
When he dropped that stand video.
She got a fan base though. Beyonce different. You gotta watch her perform. That shit different. That's an art. And I don't even like it. That shit an art.
Yo, let me ask you a question, right? Let's say would you go to a concert with your girl for like Beyonce or something like that?
Hell yeah.
I want to see Beyonce.
Nigga, I go with my niggas, spray them.
No, we ain't gonna do that.
No, I ain't gonna.
We ain't gonna do that.
That lady.
I ain't going.
I'm going that lady.
I'm in that. You
know
why
we here? What the fuck?
I only say that. Got right? Some good listen, right?
We in this joint.
This is why I wouldn't go. I had a jug. I'm busting this jug and shit.
Why the fuck would you say that on the?
No,
bro. We
I'm a special guest. I'll be honest.
That's right. Be honest.
About you, I'm a special guest. I ain't gonna be here long, but I only say that. I only say that though, cause listen though, I had a jug and she like, damn, man. Like take like I'm trying to go to the Rod Wave concert and shit. She like, you mean you gonna pay for it? I'm like, pay for you to go to the Rod Wave concert. All right, bet we talking about it. She like, yeah, cause I can't wait to go there. She like, I'ma be screaming, I'ma be so hype. And it's like, oh, go to the Rod Wave concert with you. You about to be Joe as shit. Where that's gonna leave me standing at? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I come in with you, we at the joint, but you just hype as shit, screaming. That ain't my character. Like, so now another nigga might be hype screaming with you now. Y'all mobbing. Yeah. I'm just chilling on my phone. No, that's dead. Like, I'd rather either go by all myself right, or send you on your way.
So
like,
you know what I mean? Is another word for bitches?
No, jug.
We're not gonna break it down. We're not gonna break it down.
We're gonna go ahead and take a break.
We're not gonna break it down. We're not gonna do that.
Oh, next time, next topic, dog. Name a rapper that was like straight up, like was getting a lot of love, but you never fuck with. You never listened to. Like a rapper that was really loved.
Eminem. I just said
Nas. Eminem.
Well, what that mean?
Nah, it's to me. Like somebody,
like,
Nas.
Like you said, like who said Davies? Who said Davies?
T.I.
Like T.I. I don't know personal shit. You just didn't get around first album.
I couldn't get into it. Like I said, back in the day, right? You knew 50 was like this main. He was the guy back then, but you just personally didn't listen to his music.
Me too, Hov. I ain't listen to Hov.
Yeah, I ain't listen to Hov either like that. I ain't
started
listening to Hov.
I still got into Davies, bro.
Huh?
I still can't.
You said Eminem?
Yeah, Eminem.
I say
Davies, boy.
I don't know. This Henny might be.
All you sleepy rap niggas. Like Kendrick, J. Cole.
I can't fuck with
y'all.
I can't get into Kendrick. So
who's somebody even now that you know?
I can't say though, because I'm weird bored with music. Like I'm really a music boy. Like I don't rap. I don't do none of that. But music,
Drake Jones surprised me.
I can listen to anybody.
Drake Jones surprised me,
bro. Drake one of them niggas like, I don't like him.
That's another boy I can't.
Bro.
I don't listen to him, but I know he boy though.
Cool. Yeah, but even like
that,
that's like
a fan of Meek.
That's what I'm about to say. That's like Meek, right? I don't feel Meek at all, but I can listen to him. He got shit that I can't sit here and say, "Oh no, that shit ain't." But I don't like him. But he hot. I'm not gonna sit here and say
that's what I'm saying.
Ass.
That's what I say. But Drake, I you can't take nothing away from boy.
Ain't saying somebody ass, just somebody you just don't listen to.
I fuck with some of his courses though. I mean, Drake boy, yo. I'm sorry. Like that joint that just came out. I fuck with that joint a lot.
Drake worked on the weekend as usual.
Okay. What else?
Way off the deep end as usual.
Okay.
Listen.
Niggas think they pass as they doing too much.
Talk that there shit. You get me?
Real shit, that was real.
Can we get a freestyle?
I didn't do my taxes. I'm two turn. I still ain't do my taxes. I'm doing my
taxes.
Like, real shit.
I gotta do my taxes.
Every year I do my taxes. The last day.
Listen, I did that.
The last day got voted. July.
Listen, what I'm gonna do my taxes. I did my taxes in December. Speaking of taxes, there's extension
because it's coronavirus. Yeah,
July 15th. That's when I'm doing my taxes. I do my taxes at the end, the last every year.
All right.
You want cranberry or strawberry?
Cranberry. No, let me get strawberry.
Strawberry lemonade, young.
You, bro.
Wait. I got you. All
right,
what's up?
We're going to start with Chubb. We're going to ask, how you feel about this new era rap compared to back then?
You heard his damn top playlist.
I can't get into it.
I know how you feel about you, it.
I can't get into it. I ain't going to lie.
I wasn't feeling it, but
J. Cole, man, I fuck with J. Cole.
I used to didn't fuck with Kodak or NBA.
But I think I know what happened.
I ain't going to lie.
But this
I was with you one day. You was playing some Kodak shit.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. He put me on Kodak.
Because you used to always listen to Kodak. I ain't listen
There's
to
a couple people I tried to get into.
And one day I'm in the wheel with E. He was lit. I'm like, that shit, let me tune in.
He like the new thing. I'm like, okay,
no, G, you know what it is?
I see what you was on.
He the new Wayne.
G, you know what it is? They don't put it together the way you used to hearing. Like, Wayne put it together. Kodak and them just all over the place.
No, and what it is, if you don't take the time to hear how they put it together.
And these little niggas be talking about some shit.
Yeah.
They be talking about some shit.
And they really be living it.
Listen, this is what I think happened. Right, you don't hear the word mumble rap no more, because I think two things happen. Like, you got artists like Dave East and Griselda that can rap.
Who fuck is Griselda?
Yeah. I don't know. That's the movement right now.
Like Benny, they got Benny wave the Butcher. Right. They got but a little wave right
but
now.
But they straight rap, like straight bars. Like 60% of their songs don't even got hooks on them.
Yeah,
they from that era, but they get the look now. Not only that, with these rappers that was mumble rappers, people starting to listen. Like, Migos was mumble rappers.
Yeah.
Till they found them out. Niggas,
But then you found out Offset can fucking rap.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Then you found out Uzi can fucking rap. You found out Kodak can fucking rap. I fucking hated Uzi. They straight killed. Shit. They
you
straight
paid
killed.
Me to listen to Uzi,
but
bro.
They straight killed now, the word no, that mumble rap.
It's like when you watch
Who mumble rap?
They stutter through their words. But when you
name an artist that's mumble rap.
Kodak.
That word is gone.
Bro, you want to say
I'm talking about the new age of rap.
Damn, you know I forgot that. I don't know y'all listen to him. Y'all, anybody listen to Von? King Von?
No, I ain't listen to him.
He got real trash.
I like the stories he be telling.
All that shit sounds the same.
That's all they can do is tell stories.
One of them with the all that shit.
No, that was his like success. So he kind of
what he do?
He staying in LA.
Shit,
and he can just say all this fun.
Listen.
That's how he sound, bro. That's how he sound, cuz.
Best rap career y'all ever seen. Go ahead, Chuck.
Wayne, 50 Cent,
Drake.
Gotta be Drake.
We watched that. That shit was like from that brand.
Y'all niggas remember
Wayne?
Drake. It's over.
That shit was before us though. Wayne was on when
Wayne was on, bro. He was 12. He wasn't even thought about, bro.
When your mom said, "Yo, go ahead, you can watch what you want."
No.
Wayne was on there, blank.
We talking about post Gilly. Wayne movement, but we say like that, but his shit didn't last longer than Drake. Like Drake, what he say on the new joint?
What you mean though?
He said, what he say? 500 weeks at the top of the chart.
I don't think
real shit.
Listen, I want everybody to hear this.
Drake is.
Tired of arguing with y'all about this little Canadian motherfucker, man.
Stop
acting like we seen this before. Where he at right now? We seen it. Yes, we seen it. We never seen it 10 years straight.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
The numbers, you got to give him number credit for,
Yo, what about Wayne?
No, Wayne had a run.
You can equivalent Wayne had like a seven summer run. No, you
bro.
Can equivalent Wayne,
Wayne the
right?
Same
Listen,
level as whole.
No,
you can, that's cool. But we talking about
we
Drake.
Talking about run. His run is almost the same as Future run.
But
Drake on something different.
But Wayne stuck to his
no, Wayne I'm talking about run. His
you know
run.
What be happening in music a lot too, right? What niggas don't realize is. It's a mainstream, but then you don't realize when these niggas be behind the scene and they be like, yo, why you still got just as much money as everybody? Niggas don't be mainstream, but they still be doing their thing behind the scenes. Yeah, like,
no, we talking about Drake, top,
but Drake, top
I get
of
what
the
you
chart.
Saying.
But Drake, one thing he did
you can
that
say that, like,
I'm there, but
I only say that because it's like, he at the top of the top. Because
we got the best flow.
Like I said, he breathing, bro. Like, I don't know, the nigga NBA Youngboy got a chain of him, like the new generation.
Bro, he just local. That's like Boosie.
No, but
he always gonna have money.
You said Drake. You said Wayne.
I changed it.
See,
Drake.
I only said that though because we watched
Drake,
that shit happen
from
the grassy.
That's what I'm saying.
I would say 50, but I watched it and I watched it stop.
I watched Jay stop.
He switched lanes. He went from the music.
He stopped. Then he switched lanes.
We're talking about being at the top.
Music consistently.
He keeps throwing songs on the power. Jordan, like, yeah, this is 50.
He's like, oh, he's still making songs? The fuck?
Yeah, like 50 can't drop right now and do 100 copies. Drake can drop right now and do 100,000 copies.
He did it successfully. He each year or each genre, whatever.
And he switched genres. Nigga rapping Jamaica now. Things and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
He changed with the genre. He changed with the time.
Bro, he should have been doing that when he first came out on some Tings and Wings.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Bro, he's Jamaican now, bro. Nigga switching lanes. Bro, that's what he's saying, bro. Y'all heard the little nigga Jamaican.
Yo, name some artists that you listen to that's not R&B or rap.
Not R&B or rap.
Like
I listen to Tom York.
Tyler the Creator.
No, he's talking about country, other genre, like the boy, Mr. Hudson. Mr. Hudson.
Like
I listen to Mr.
Maroon 5.
There go one.
He might
Ed
Sheeran.
A little bit. Ed Sheeran.
That he doing rap though.
Are he rap now? Yeah. Oh man.
I had a little run. I used to listen to Kid Rock.
What's the book? What's Bruno Mars? He R&B?
Yeah. R&B soul.
Jeez.
I don't know.
No, I listen to Chris Brown.
Yeah, I don't really know the fuck too much off R&B.
So I listen, all right. So I watched the show The Blacklist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they like every now and then they drop a song, right? And I go find the song. So I got
just a bitch.
I got I listen to Empire of the Sun. Y'all ever heard of them?
No.
That's trash. What genre is that?
Empire of the Sun? I don't even know. What they like pop. But they strictly
That's what I
pop.
Need y'all to do. Go find that old One Fan Radio with the gang on there.
Shiz got it.
You feel me? We need to recopy that.
Nah, Shiz got it. Shout out to Shiz.
SP. We got everybody on there. Hanging
so
from
you don't
the
got no songs.
Fan.
You don't got no songs you listen to outside of, no artists you listen to outside of rap or R&B? Name them.
I just said it. Tom York, Mr. Hudson. These niggas from like over England and shit though.
Oh. Y'all
heard of Junip?
No.
Junip got a song called Fire.
No. I ain't cultured like that.
No,
bro. I listen to rap.
Rap and R&B.
Rap
90s
and
R&B,
bro.
Like stuff like that.
I listen to rap and Chris Brown.
So what's this?
That's it. Bro, Chris he's Brown? A goat, bro. We ain't going to do
no,
that.
No, we ain't doing that. Listen, what's the song? What's the song?
Right.
Name your song.
Hold on. We said Chris Brown the goat?
Yeah, what? Chris Brown.
I'm just asking. We didn't bring it up.
Hold on. The only reason why he took R. Kelly's spot is because of this whole scandal shit.
No, you can't take nothing from him though. That's corny.
Yeah, you can't take nothing from him. He's just definitely
R. Kelly was
just
forgetting
pussy.
Hey,
I be
fooling
all this
shit.
I'm
gonna
bag
of tapes to walk around
music,
with, bro.
But he bored though.
Bro, I still put some Kells on. I'm sorry.
Yo, I still
that shit
listen
still
to
slide,
music.
Bro.
Yeah, I wrong.
But that's like Hank do nothing wrong. In my book,
stop.
We ain't got no sponsors.
We gonna excuse
that. We ain't gonna never have.
We gonna excuse that.
We'll never fucking have it. All right, name your favorite.
These bitches out here going. Take
name your favorite female artist rapper.
Young and May, she hot, bro. Ain't
yeah, I'm gonna say Young
hold
and May.
Hold on, no. I don't think she count, man. That's a nigga for
bro.
Real.
No,
she's
a girl.
You said her dick. You said her dick mark.
No, I ain't gonna say all that. But
that's what I'm saying, nigga. She got a pussy, nigga. She's a girl.
Seen a dick print.
Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf. She got new shit out.
That's my favorite female artist.
She been at, bro.
Female artist
and May, bro. Yeah, she hot, man. Bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that.
I mean, she better than a lot of niggas.
I'm saying niggas not even fucking. Nikki
she better than a lot of niggas.
I don't really like
Nikki
her.
Washed up.
All right, let me say this.
Nobody want to hear about female.
She washed
up. Pussy. I don't want to hear that.
That's
shit
cool, but
sex sells, though.
Let me say this though.
You know that.
You ain't. We ain't getting. We ain't getting another one.
Ooh,
Nikki.
Oh yeah, no.
You got one.
We're not getting another one.
No, Nikki didn't only sell sex, though. She threw some bars.
We're talking numbers and records sold money.
All the bitches that's out right now following her blueprint, they all doing the same thing.
Cardi B
hit them
numbers.
But I'm talking about the numbers
and shit fast enough.
No,
I think Cardi B hit them numbers.
They're not doing the numbers fast enough. She just took a year off.
Cardi B hot right now.
She just took a year off.
Yeah, she ain't doing nothing right now.
We're not going to see a female artist catch her.
Do the numbers Nikki did and all, like far as rap and all that.
But Nikki wasn't talking sex a lot.
Unless one of our fucking daughters catch one tomorrow and then take it every year. hair from now on.
Nobody. Nicki number's definitely crazy. Her number's definitely
crazy. That's what I'm saying. We don't get another.
But as far as rapping wise, no, she over with.
I like
she
M.A. Yeah, I like she Fox. Over with. M.A., Fox.
Who was it before?
Yeah.
Who was it before?
Lil' Kim, nigga.
It was Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim
and Foxy.
Yeah. And Trina.
Lil' Kim and Foxy. Yeah, it was
Trina.
We're not going to say
that. Look, I asked y'all this. What was the most influential rap label?
Influential
or Rockefeller?
It's Rockefeller.
Influential, yeah. I mean,
what about Death Row?
Them niggas was over.
Yo,
there doing
you know,
anything.
Y'all ever heard the story about Death Row East? That almost happened.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen.
It did.
Who was it?
I don't know. What it was, but it
no,
was,
no,
it was
no. He was taking people from Diddy.
No, I know
he
the
took
story.
A couple artists.
No, he almost tried to sign some niggas from here.
Mm-hmm.
And this post Biggie and Pop. Y'all know Chingo the Great, right? And yeah. Sandman and all them,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Corrupt had got them on the phone with.
Corrupt is from Philly.
Yeah, he from Philly.
He like feet.
From West Philly.
and they was like, yeah, we gonna make it happen. They was on the chirping back and forth. They like, yeah, we gonna make it happen. Yeah, we gonna make it happen. Chingo the Great said he gave the phone to Sandman. Sandman said, all right, we gonna do it. But I need to know, like, did you have something to do with it? Did you have something to do with them niggas killing Biggie and shit? And they said, you know how you slam the chirp and you cut that shit off so niggas just be getting the toe to beat. And he said that shit never happened because of that shit.
Like, why would you even ask that?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, even when Big and Pac died, Death Row was still worth $500 million on paper. I would have took that job.
Murder Ain't. You still had Snoop and all of them.
Murder Ain't.
No, Snoop probably left already, didn't he?
Yo, but you know who else had, like, a crazy influence?
Niggas forgot Master P.
I was just about to say
niggas
P.
Niggas forgot how
P started this whole independent
No, but when
thing.
That shit went down, they went down. That was a run and that shit
his
over.
Own, he had his own, he signed, what's his name, Ricky Williams. He had his own sporting agency,
yeah,
too.
Freddie was one of the first niggas to start that sports agency
entrepreneur shit.
Yeah, like
who you say though?
Most
influential.
Def Jam don't count.
What you mean, no, like influential? Like what they doing for the culture?
Yeah, the culture. Like they just influence.
You wanted to dress
right,
like
rock.
You wanted to dress like them.
Right,
be like
rock.
Yeah, it was, I think it was the rock.
When
the
I
rock
wanted,
and I was a GM.
I started
to want
to like get something when I seen the backwards jersey. Who started that?
Rockefeller.
So Nelly started that.
So
wearing the shit backwards.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you had
the same lunatic
down south boy.
You had a G Unit beater?
No, I ain't have a beater.
I did.
Why you so proud, nigga? What the fuck did
you do? G was hot back then. I had G Unit.
G Unit was my squad.
I had G Unit.
You had
G Unit.
Everything
G Unit. I remember we
used to call Bub S Dot. I still call him S Dot to this day.
Oh, you still be saying him?
S Dot, what's up, cousin?
Favorite.
You dickhead.
Favorite producer.
Producer?
Producer.
I say Pharrell.
Pharrell? That's a good joke. Mar.
I'm gonna say Pharrell too.
Fast.
Producer.
I say Pharrell, and behind them will be
That was a funny joke. Ain't nobody gonna get you.
I get it, man.
He does.
He's just crying.
Gosh, y'all niggas don't understand.
What happened?
Yo,
this nigga, he over here got to cry.
He crying.
Yo, what I be seeing is my man. You know what I mean? Shout out my man, S Dot, man.
Y'all niggas are stupid.
What you say, Khalid?
Yeah. What you say?
Yeah, probably Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I'm gonna say
no. Are we gonna do old
Swizzy?
And
yo,
we're gonna do old and
Swizzy.
New.
I mean, oh, yeah, do a top five.
Yeah, I was about to say because it was a
bold name. Name a couple.
Timberland.
New guy or Timberland just period?
Mix it up.
Scott.
Scott Storch had a crazy run.
Scott Storch before he started throwing.
Timberland was boy.
Oh,
shit. Manny yo, before
Fresh. Manny was
God. Manny
he
was
killed
God.
That run with Wayne.
Manny
and
was God.
He
Manny.
Killed
then,
that
run. What's the name before he started rapping? Kanye had a little quiet little run.
Yeah, I'm going to say Kanye.
He talk about quiet.
I'm buying
it. That was
I just
before
was listening
he got
to some old whole shit to hear him on there. That shit.
Yeah, I'm buying it, so I'm going to say Kanye.
That's it?
One of the viewers just said Alchemist. I was going to say that on some hip hop shit.
No, yeah.
Alchemist
low key. I bought that first Infantry album. Yeah.
Low key Alchemist.
That was a boy that used to do the beats for Mobb Deep, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the nigga
Havoc.
Yeah.
Them niggas used to do Dipset in them beats.
He maker.
Yeah, he maker.
He maker.
This nigga's the bitch.
Yep. Just Pharrell.
No. Pharrell, Timberland.
How about some stuff,
Manny Fresh? Yeah,
Manny Fresh. He ain't care about that box. I keep trying to throw it. That was Fresh. Like, yo, how you feel about this? He like, no, 50. I had to beat him. This
nigga. All right, yo, what about Oh, Black? What about you?
I like 40.
What, like, Drake Bull 40?
I like the runners. They had a good run.
No, I like the Bull. What's the DC Mustard?
Cool and Dre.
Cool and Dre.
Oh, yeah,
cool and Dre. I like all them. Cool and Dre. The runners, Scott Storch. Havoc did. Alchemist did one half of the mob. Beast and Havoc did the other half.
Hey, Ed, what you say? What you
Justice doing? League. Rick Ross bought a fuck my man up, but Justice League had some R&B beats.
Yeah.
Just Blaze.
Oh, sweet, yeah, right. Swiss. Yo, yeah, Swiss. Did you see the battle they was doing on Instagram?
Yeah, I seen it.
Ain't nobody gonna say Jermaine Dupri?
I ain't really feeling
What did he have? He only did Bow Wow shit, right?
No, he had shit. Herb Gotti too, but it's
I have nothing about him besides the Bow Wow.
Herb Gotti had shit too, but it's like, I ain't really.
All right, what about like New School that you rock with? Anybody new
DJ
school?
Mustard.
808.
DJ Mustard.
Metro Boomin. Mike Will made it.
Alchemist
still around.
Hey, Fats, I'm from 64.
He goes, listen, this nigga said DJ Mustard. He's still old as shit.
No, DJ Mustard
around. We ain't
done that. No, but yeah, I'm just saying, like,
that's the newest shit he said. Yeah, it was like, oh, nah.
But that shit, like, it's still niggas. It's a lot of new niggas.
What's the boy? What's the boy that had it?
Like, yeah,
he got some R&B.
What's the boy name that used to rap?
Young Bird.
This nigga, yeah.
Take
I think he, yo, Young Bird, killing it.
He
on a lot of shit. I'm listening to that new Jadakiss joint that just came out.
You still listen to Jadakiss?
No, he just dropped some shit.
No, he just listen to that shit. Man.
I don't listen to none of that shit.
You ain't listening to new Jadakiss?
No, I'm about to send you like 50 joints to listen to after we leave here. You can't listen to
that. But yeah, Jadakiss, his new album just dropped. He had like 5 joints on his joint. Hey, nigga.
Did any of y'all listen to the new, you know what I'm about to say, J Electronica?
No.
I don't even know that.
Or Hov was on all them Jones, though.
Yeah, it's featured by Hov.
I heard that one song that they put on.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't even know why niggas. I don't think he that good.
Who? You don't think so?
No.
J Electronica?
What are you talking about?
J Electronica.
Like, he was in this.
Niggas, he had
like
two verses and niggas was saying he's best in the world. Bro.
That was Exhibit C. That was a crazy song.
All right, how y'all feel about Exhibit? Was he good?
Oh, no.
All right, let's talk to the
next topic.
I
didn't know that nigga rap. I thought he just did Pimp My Ride.
Yo, hold on.
He
said Exhibit.
Yo, no, hold on.
Niggas start saying too many X words.
Yo,
he said Exhibit.
Yo,
he never talk about rap again,
though. Hold on.
I swear to God, never talk about rap again,
It's two questions.
We're going to talk about some real shit when we come back next week.
How y'all feel about Afro Man?
Yo, it's two questions we gotta ask Joseph.
He said, yo, y'all hear that new Curtis Blow?
Yeah. Yo, two questions we gotta ask y'all.
Go ahead, Dirt.
What was the first video that y'all seen on BET Uncut?
Tip Drill, of course. What, nigga?
No, I think I seen all of them.
Got situated.
No, all right. What was your favorite one?
That shit was crazy.
And why?
No, I'm gonna keep it all the way at BET, right?
I was one of
the that on Tip Drill.
It was crazy.
If you really watched BET,
Tip
Drill got banned after a while.
So that's what I'm about to say. So I think I started watching it as soon as they banned it. Because I would see every...
All right, so what video recorded you then? Or you don't remember?
It was all the underground freaky niggas at the time.
No, before y'all go, y'all got to tell us a story about Dubas.
I never had no story about that.
I'm in a relationship now, so I ain't saying shit.
I wasn't on that. Your man was on that. I ain't got no story about that.
Here he go.
Next. Now, please, the fifth.
Tell
us the first time you seen Tip Drill.
I just told you, nigga, I went to the bathroom, got situated. Nigga, I think it's a little too crazy for me.
Yo, listen.
Oh, no.
Your favorite artist and why? Favorite artist ever?
Weezy.
Him? For Mar?
Oh, I'm
looking at Mar.
I probably would say nigga.
50. Fat.
Why, though? Why?
Yeah, why?
Because when he first came out, that motherfucker had me ready to shoot somebody.
Ready to get shot.
Yeah, I wanted to get shot 9 times. I used to
die. I wanted to die.
I wanted to rap. I wanted the fucking Dark Caesar. I wanted his little chin strap.
Dark skin.
He was having the fucking chin strap.
Yo, that nigga was my hero.
Yo, he goes, he was my hero.
Are you?
Go ahead,
Lee. What's up, Lee?
Favorite rapper ever.
Shaq. You fuck with Shaq?
I used to fuck with Shaq. I ain't gonna lie, I used to fuck with Shaq. Shaq's my favorite player. He was driving shit. And I'm a big nigga, so I was like, yo, that's really who I wanted to be. Like, then I stopped getting tall, kept getting fat, couldn't rap. That shit was like, damn, fuck it.
He couldn't rap either.
No, he was driving shit. Like,
Weezy?
Yes, sir.
It was a point. I was tired of hearing Wayne, bro.
Yeah, I ain't feel
Wayne.
Right.
He was wild up Wayne when he was dropping mixtapes every week.
Yeah,
oh
nigga, putting that pressure on nigga.
On every
killing
beat,
putting that pressure on
me.
Letting you hear.
I think my favorite rapper is...
Future did the same shit one summer, bro. Future dropped like four...
What was that? What's that joint called when he holding the heart?
That's why I said him and Wayne. Him and Wayne Wave was the same because he was just dropping shit.
But I feel like even with that, him and Wayne Wave... He's still one of them behind the scene goats, though. Some Wayne not relevant right now. I'm gonna keep it a bean.
I say my favorite rapper.
Wayne drop, people gonna tune in.
But no more. Cause everything Wayne drop, everything UK in his first verse, he's gonna say 1,000 likes. Send likes. That shit is annoying. And Wayne was my idol. That's why the reason why I got tattoos. Mm-hmm. But I can't listen to that shit. Like that last shit he dropped.
Oh no.
I ain't listen to it. That shit bullshit.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Mine's is Beanie Siegel.
I thought you were about to say Heavy D.
Mine's Beanie Siegel because a lot of shit like he was talking about, I was in it.
We know.
Living in it. Like, that shit was real.
We know you.
And G's know what it is, man.
I gotta say.
And it just seemed like when he was talking, it seemed like we was a part of everything. Like, I was a part of the family. I'm like, damn, you went through the same shit too?
You was from SP?
No, I wasn't from SP.
That's why you named SP?
Yeah.
I stay prop?
The street pharmacist.
Street pharmacist.
Niggas want to be indicted so fast.
He's talking about what's a jug, but you was the street pharmacist. Okay. You know what I mean?
What's a jug? I was trying to get you to talk, but you was drunk. No. And he was on top of trying to cut it off anyway.
But
I gotta say, who was yours?
I got to say 50, because at the time, when I started getting into rap, Jay was who he was. Big was going. Pop was going. X happened so fast that then Rough Riders happened, so that was like set in stone. It's different when you see the underdog. Like 50 was like
he was
annoying niggas. He did the ghetto Quran and How to Rob, and that's what led to his nut ass getting shot. So at the time he beefed with Ja Rule. Ja Rule tried to play the "we ain't worrying about you." So nobody seen that the white boy from Detroit was fucking with him. Oh, no, we fucking with him. We going to put this Interscope bag behind him.
Yo.
That's like you getting kicked when you down, and then it's like, I'm going to fuck you up for the rest of my life.
Yo, Black, you know what's crazy?
Ryan
what you said?
Lie, and that run. Hold told.
It all set up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Black, Hov pulled Siegel and them all in the room and said, yo, it's a ball that's about to drop. Y'all better get y'all shit together.
They tried to sign with 50. He blocked it.
Yeah.
Freeway and Beanie Siegel.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let them out of their contract.
Yeah.
It was a point. This where 50, I feel like what happened to 50. All right, so on top of him falling out with Game, that hurt it. I wouldn't admit it back then. Because
Game
the shit they was doing,
in.
He needed him.
Yeah.
All of them went platinum. Tony Ayo in his house, he got a platinum plaque in his house. Yeah. Tony Ayo.
Yeah. Everything let's he not, touched, it was not, fucking
that's what I'm saying. Bro, Gina had a run, bro.
Young Buck, I mean, he the only one that went. He almost went platinum. He went
no, gold. He went. No, he
and
went.
That was the hottest shit.
Oh, he went platinum.
No,
he
was the hottest one.
He was behind everything.
The only one that got platinum is Tony.
The
only one that didn't go platinum over there is because the deals didn't. No, he went platinum, bro. I'm trying to
tell
you,
what project he put out?
Life of a Predicate Felon when he came home.
Yeah.
Only project that didn't go platinum over there was when they came around the second time.
Yeah, the second time was the trash.
With Mobb Deep and MOP and all them, and when Freeway 50 co-produced that album with the joint with Hey Big Spender on it,
yeah.
The Free A Last.
Yeah.
But that was only because he wanted to go over there. He already had the music together and shit. So first thing that hurt him was Kanye West, the Kanye West sell off and shit.
Oh, yeah, no, but they did that.
I knew you
wasn't
gonna sell more than you.
It hurt.
No, but they did that together.
Listen, I'm trying to tell
you. Backfired.
That was a good promotion, though.
Rick Ross happened next. And Rick Ross happened next, and Miami happened. Yeah. He can't do it. The game went from competition to collaborative. Fuck him. We gonna do this shit together. We on every song together. DJ Khaled, I never fuck with 50 because 50 sent French Montana to find out where DJ Khaled mom work at. They'll never be cool again. The same way 50,
he did what?
They started going through it. French Montana, French 50
used to be cool. Niggas
French
know
really,
that.
He changed his whole life around. He was one of them boys. A lot of people don't know. French Montana was like a Jamie boy that got shot in his head, but he survived and shit.
Yeah.
It was on. 50 was fucking with French. French said, oh, you beefing with him? I got the drop on his mind where his mind work at. 50 put the shit on. This is 50 TV. DJ Khaled, mom at the front desk of where she work at, sleep and shit. 50 put it out like,
it's up. One of them boys, bro.
So they'll never fuck with him again. But the game went from like, the same way 50 got up and started fucking with him, was like, all right, I'm going to fuck all y'all up, was the same way with Ross, like, let's work together. And the game went from competitive to collaborative. And he fell off. No game, no Young Buck. This shit gonna be kind of hard, and that's where he fell off at. And he refused to
say
you see, like,
double back.
I feel like the same way Roc Nation is still here is where they Jay stepped back and took the executive route. I feel as though Rough Riders should still be around. It has some young artists running around. Cash Money,
Birdman
no limit.
Just fucked everything up over there.
Birdman at one point should have had half of the fucking rap game.
No, yeah. Gucci.
And Gucci, too.
Gucci just kept going
Gucci
to jail,
man, everybody
bro.
That's hot now, problem. Gucci
just
man.
Just didn't lock them. QC is 10-17.
Yeah. Shit. Everybody
he said that,
Gucci
though.
Had.
He said that. P said when he was going in, he sent them to
he
him.
He did that shit twice. He put them kind of, he, Brick
Nicki,
Squad.
Nicki was under them.
French.
Nicki, Thugger. French.
Thugger,
like, Migos.
50 never passed the ball. Bro.
Listen, no, you know who one of them ghosts that nobody talk about? 40 Water.
Is
what?
That?
E-40.
Oh, yeah.
E-40.
Yeah,
who put on?
He one of them boys.
Nah, he ain't put nobody in. He just been around.
He one of them boys, though.
Yeah, local. I mean, local legend.
No, nah, ain't local.
No, ain't no local.
Ain't too many people gonna know who E-40 is.
No. You know all this old rap facts, and you can't say that.
You tripping.
You're talking about, like, today, though.
Today,
not relevant, bro. A lot of motherfuckers not gonna know who he is. Over there.
No. We talking about relevant, like, as far as his music not coming out, but that's who they go to. Like, you know how they look up the Hov? They go to 40.
Like, yo, down south and down west, Hov ain't got that.
I was forward. Telling somebody, Boosie down there, bro.
No, yeah,
got
that's
it, bro.
Different.
Oh, Boosie, bro. Ball. Down Rallo, south, bro, he is a different boy.
YG
down there,
and them,
bro.
Like, they look up to different artists and different. Yeah,
no, I went to college down there, south, bro, because that Boosie wave down south is different.
What's the song that made you fall in love with rap? Like, your favorite rap song? Your first one? Not your favorite, just your first song that was like, yo.
Shaq, can you stay in the ring with Pat Boosie? I'm a heavy sample boy. That's that joint had to, you mean?
No.
I think it had to be like a DMX song.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What, Slipping?
I was going down.
No. No, it was like
said,
one
who
of
dick
his
you sucking?
Remember, we don't suck
no,
dick.
No, bro. We never say that again.
Bro. We ain't throwing it, bro.
Go ahead.
The Dynasty.
Song?
No, the album.
The whole album? I fucked with that joint, too.
And the whole joint?
Yeah.
And I had a keychain I got from McDonald's, Britney Spears joint.
Oh, man.
Chuck.
I think it's DMX. That. When he talking, when he going back and forth like the devil's advocate.
Stop being greedy.
Yeah.
Stop I don't know, greedy. Bro. I just
keep it real, dog.
I'm just going to say,
I'm just touching. Don't make me wait.
Yeah, let's
go. Hey, Ed. Yes. You see what you do.
My favorite joint, Junior Mafia, Young G's Perspective with Jay-Z, Puffy, and Biggie.
That was the first song that caught you?
Yeah. That was the first song that was on the
Do y'all remember like 90... the first like album that y'all bought?
Yeah,
first
the
album
Dynasty.
I bought was fucking Stillmatic. I bought Philly's Most
Trash.
Wanted.
Fabulous joint.
The Fabulous
the
joint.
First album the first I bought.
But I bought hella mixtapes, though.
Shout out to Props. We all got our bootlegs for Props. And how you want it.
No, we ain't come all the way up there.
My first album I bought was Split Personalities, I think.
Cassidy. Bull.
Yeah.
That's when like,
that's
I was
having
the money.
Chubb was when I first started watching those underground DVDs because I thought they was pornos. I popped them in when he was up. Upstairs taking a shower in the basement, but it was a red DVD.
It was a red DVD.
My first Jones buying was y'all remember P. Cutter Street Wars?
No, bro,
DJ Clues Empire Strike Back.
I don't remember that run.
This when Rockefeller and
Clues was mixed like.
So I think my first D-Block album I ever broke was fucking Common B. I don't know why I was.
Who that?
No, Common. He nice.
Yeah, he nice. That was the first album I ever like purchased. Yeah. My mom was in my store and shit.
10 years ago, that was the first CD you bought. That's Stay Alive.
What the fuck you mean?
That's a crazy CD.
Yeah, I don't know. That shit was alright though. That shit was actually.
No, you can't knock that right. Common.
If y'all listen to him, is a dangerous looking street nigga that just said his first album ever bought was Common B.
He said, "Damn, my first album was Erykah Badu."
No, real shit though. Listen, bro, real when it come shit. To music, I used to call this nigga iPod, yo, because there was no way. I don't know how. Like we being, we being.
No, I remember that.
Remember we used to go to the crib.
How you hear the song everything. Already? Were you in the studio when they made it?
Yo, this nigga, we used to call him iPod,
bro.
I
just be in the
music,
bro.
And put me on the 2K when 2K was a dub.
What you mean? Yeah, niggas was not fucking with
2K. 2K was a dub. I grinded him the fuck up. This one live was up. I used to grind him up.
2K football boy.
That's crazy how that switched.
Yeah. Now look.
Yeah.
I was about to say, favorite Philly rappers.
Hattie.
Petey Crack.
Hattie was my guy. And he had talked that shit, fuck your bitch all
day. Yeah, yo, I think Hattie.
You from out town, though.
What we talking about? Y'all, right now. Favorite Philly rappers you listening to right now.
Michi Fanatic.
Yeah, Michi. I'm definitely, I'm heavy on Michi, right? Michi Fanatic.
Yo, what?
I'm fucking with Lil Heavy.
His name not Lil no more.
Primo. I'm fucking with Primo.
Oh, I still call a nigga Lil. Cause
yeah,
he's still
because of Lil on my phone.
Yeah, I can't call him Young Primo.
I don't know how I forgot.
Shout out to Lil, because I was one of the niggas that helped me come up with the name Primo in Spanish class.
I'm not letting you do that.
Listen. Call a nigga right now.
No, I ain't gonna
call him right now. He the GOAT right now.
Real shit, bro.
Primo.
Yeah. Bro,
Primo
bro,
right now,
bro. That's Lil.
Yeah,
if he tuned in,
I feel like I mean, I don't know, cause I see the nigga Vig came home and he back in his bag too. But I feel like Lil one of the solid studious public figure, like of that Frank for rap shit. Like when you talk about like niggas, you don't gotta he up there. You don't gotta put him in the it's categories. Like, ain't no top three. If you talk about Frank for rap, you gotta see something.
Y'all gotta name more though. Y'all just the top rappers in Frank.
Young boy his book from the Jets. Young boy Leak. He was
no, we ain't
bro.
Talking about he talking
he
about
hot,
Philly,
bro.
Philly. Philly, y'all just name all Frank. All right, I'm saying that's cool.
That's what we listen to. We ain't on that shit.
No, Young boy was hot, bro. Like.
Oh, listen.
I don't really listen to a lot of Philly niggas. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I really don't, bro. It's not even like
I'm gonna say
except for like you talking about outside of gang niggas. I fuck with Young Boy G1. All
right.
I don't know who that is, bro.
Young boy from Holland, right?
Young boy hot. Young boy Leaf Ward.
That's the Young boy that got hit up, right?
Yeah.
I know you talking about.
He hot. Young boy Leaf Ward.
What's the boy we're supposed to interview? I like him.
Which one?
You said two.
The artist. Remember when we was on Station Head? We was on interview.
Leaf. No, you said Leaf something, right?
Y-Leaf. The boy Y-Leaf.
Yeah. Oh, YSL.
Oh, I listen to Core.
Y-Leaf.
Oh, yeah. Core, my fucking guy. I forgot about
fucking
Core.
Quill. He retarded.
Core, that's my guy.
Core, I got a couple songs I fuck with from him.
Core, my
heavy
guy.
Core,
yeah,
boy.
I fuck with Core. I hear another one.
He had a couple drinks out of the bank.
Yeah.
He signed.
Why
What is that?
Yeah,
I know why.
Yo,
I ain't really feeling
Core
music. It just be
say no,
he had. I fuck with him.
Yeah, I fuck with
Core. Shout out FL Butter. Yeah, man, my man.
Lord. Shout out
C
Butter.
Shout out my boy, man.
Shout out the
man
Butter.
That's it.
Like that.
Yo, don't do that to my man. Y'all niggas tripping.
So what's
put
up,
that
Brett?
Shit on, huh? Except for Moon, because I'm getting indicted.
I
put
fuck
that on.
With,
this nigga tripping.
Folks, Trills, Z-Wo, Primo, Meech, outside of them.
You ain't fucking with D-Louis?
Trigger man.
No,
Trigger man.
He get no play in the world.
Yo, he out of pocket.
Outside of what's happening at Frankfurt.
I say that too, though, right? Because I ain't even one of them bulls, you know, like on some, like, just like with the Core situation, you know, like how that shit played out, but he's still hot. Main Man wasn't hot, though.
Who was? Who wasn't?
The nigga talk about
D. Louis?
Yeah, I fuck with the nigga
Chase.
The
hot.
Other nigga, yeah.
Yeah, Chase hot.
Yeah, he was hot.
Yeah, Chase
hot.
Chase hot.
He was fucking Main Man up from the Cray Stack. He was fucking live. I couldn't help it. He got off my way quick, started fucking him up. I was like, hey, fuck it. This should have died over one day.
Yeah, that was it.
No,
and
but
my man,
there ain't too many niggas.
Crazy,
yeah, shout out Snub, man. That was my fucking man. Listen, I ain't gonna hold y'all. That was my first fucking rap party, man. I used to go home from school and go straight to the Jets because G Snub lived right in the Jets. I used to write raps at Snub Crib. We was writing on.
That boy was
we
hot.
Wasn't even writing on books. We was writing on loose leaf pieces of paper. Paper all over the place. We sitting
and
in front of the
right
crib.
You see right now, it still give you some shit.
Yeah, I was on this. I was on this YouTube, on. Man. Hey. Shout out to G Snub, man.
That boy was
who else
hot,
I listen
man.
To? Murder. Shout out to
What about man, Logan? You don't fuck with Logan?
No, shout out to my man Chillian from Southwest. All them Southwest West Philly young boys.
Damn, I feel some type of way. Nobody said SP.
I don't know if y'all fuck with the new boy. Sim Santana, y'all fuck with
him? All that West Philly Southwest.
I feel like with young boy, he got one of them. You know how you was just saying, like, damn, I can't really feel NBA and I don't really feel.
Yeah, but they got run, though.
They got the social media.
Yeah.
So it's like young boy not hot. He's same. He got a song with the nigga King Von. They both ass. Song buzzing.
He got
don't
the land.
Like that shit.
But it's like once you got
the look, yeah,
it's over. Like, yeah. You got the eye. It don't matter.
I like
fuck
Rico Havoc.
Like.
Hey T, how
I
much
like
time
Rico
we got?
I like Rico having new shit.
Yeah, we good. Yeah, I never could get in. I never lose any time listening to him.
He got
shout out to my guy. AR ad, man.
Yeah. I was late to the party, and I'm sorry.
Next topic.
I was late to the party.
Next topic, yeah.
He don't fuck with
Next topic.
Next topic.
Fuck to AR.
I ain't in all that gangster shit. Like, they too tough for me.
No, not even.
I got in a drive-by about an hour ago.
They too tough for me.
What's up,
though?
We got 5 minutes. What's up?
Yeah. Y'all fuck with PNB?
We got to get you. We got to get you.
Oh, shout out to the King Philly, Lil Uzi Vert, too.
Yeah, definitely.
I take a piss.
Yeah, go ahead. Niggas don't want to talk them numbers and all that.
He definitely running the city right now. He can't even stunt on
300 twice, 250 on the set when he spun the block.
Yo, and another thing, it'd be a lot of niggas, like, just because we might not even catch one of it. It'd be a lot of people really doing their thing in the city, too. Like,
I didn't get the chance to say it. I love the fact that with rap now, somebody that we all sit here and never heard of that can make 6 figures a year off their music.
Yeah.
Shout out Mad Ox.
Yeah, oh, still out. I don't know what he's doing,
signed.
But he
signed.
Popped up.
Like, once you get signed, you in.
I was watching a joint with Keith Chief, and he was at like a Rolling Loud joint. He was out there.
What's the shorty name?
Why you standing up, bro?
I got to pick.
Tierra Whack, all right, too.
My ladder here.
I have a send me some. All I hear is her rapping on camera still.
Yeah,
she got some.
She got weed. She actually she signed too.
She got songs.
Somebody took her out. Somebody took off the money.
Yeah, she all right.
Yeah, somebody definitely took off the market.
Yeah,
no, anybody heard of Tierra Whack?
I just
what the fuck? All right,
so we gonna go ahead. We got
we gonna dismiss this dickhead because I don't know what the fuck talking about. I just said
they just was talking. That's what they
that's
just talking
ass
about.
Mustache.
He's got a full beard.
Fucking Otis.
At least I got a full beard.
Ain't come here to see you, Otis. Fuck you doing? This nigga out of here, B. You said Tierra Whack.
Oh, y'all ever heard of Tierra Whack?
Like the nigga from Booty Gang. I just said that. Then he said it, so.
Yo, listen.
I just said Tierra Whack.
Before we get out of here, y'all favorite. Yo, go to the bathroom, yo. Go to the bathroom.
You crazy, man.
Hey, yo, T, we out, yo. We out.
This
we
nigga
out,
tripping.
Thanks for listening to One Fan Radio.
Free to God, and my man High, free Drake.
And also, man, like we always say, have a good day on purpose.
Free to God.